Republicans in central New York are still angry with Utica area Congressman Richard Hanna over his decision to back Democrat Hillary Clinton instead of Republican Donald Trump in the race for president. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
It was early last week that Hanna, a three-term Republican congressman who isn't running for re-election in the 22nd Congressional District, wrote an op-ed for Syracuse.com, calling Trump unfit to serve in the wake of the candidate's comments about Muslim parents of a U.S. soldier killed in Iraq in 2004. He then said he would support Democrat Hillary Clinton on Election Day. The move drew national and international attention, with Hanna the first sitting congressional Republican to pledge support for Clinton instead of Trump. In GOP circles in central New York, the move continues to roil Republican Party members. Late last week, Trump supporters rallied outside Hanna's Utica office, calling him a traitor and opportunist who deceived them to get their votes. Onondaga County Party Chair Tom Dady calls the defection indefensible.
The thing that frustrates me as a party leader, you use the Republican Party for your gain for all those years to get elected to Congress. The people put you on the ballot, they pass your petitions, they raise money. So you can go to Congress, you can get your nice pension. It was a stab in the back to the Republican Party.
Todd Rouse, chairman of the Republican Party in Madison County, which is part of the 22nd, says it's one thing to be critical of Trump, but throwing support behind Clinton is what has the party up in arms.
I certainly don't condone some of the things that Mr. Trump has said, but I still believe that if he communicates his Republican policies and how we're going to turn the country around, I think it's better than what our choice is on the Democratic side, who we know is not going to make any changes. So that's the disappointment.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.